This is KCUR 89.3. 66 million years ago, the Tyrannosaurus rex was at the top of the food chain. But as researchers from KU have discovered, T-Rex were not the only giant, fearsome dinosaurs of the age. KCUR's Jeremy Bernfeld has all of the terrifying details.
What's really interesting about Dakotoraptor is its killing claw. 9.5 inches long, it was razor sharp. It was for slashing down on prey or grappling onto a smaller dinosaur that was definitely having a bad day.
For all intents and purposes, this was the Ferrari of the predators of its day.
Robert De Palma discovered this frightening beast, and he called it Dakotoraptor. Longer than a Honda Civic, taller at the hips than I am, it weighed hundreds of pounds.
It could turn on a dime, could run very fast, could jump easily twice or three times its body height, and it essentially could kill any herbivorous dinosaur that it encountered. I mean, it was a lethal animal.
De Palma now studies dinosaurs at the Palm Beach Museum of Natural History in Florida. But 10 years ago, he was a grad student at the University of Kansas. And he was digging around South Dakota in a section of rocks known as the Hell Creek Formation. It's famous for fossils, especially the Triceratops, and the big daddy of them all, the T-Rex.
So every single summer, I lead expeditions out there and essentially travel back in time. And we put together the Cretaceous world one little dusty bone at a time.
The formation is 66 million years old, give or take. De Palma was working on excavating your run-of-the-mill plant-eating dino. Then he flipped over a rock and found a set of foot claws.
Just that first glimpse of the bone, and it just lights up your entire soul. It's just amazing to see one of these things. You know, that claw hadn't seen the light of day in 66 million years.
Within seconds, he knew he had something no one had ever seen before. After pulling out more and more bones, he had enough to put together a skeleton.
Monsters are real. This is a monster, and we can lay the bones out and talk about it, but just only your imagination can make it come to life.
David Burnham is a paleontologist at KU. He's part of the team that spent the last decade putting the puzzle together, painstakingly cataloging the find, studying the pieces. The takeaway, this is a giant new raptor. And it's important because it answers a question dinosaur hunters have been asking for decades.
These things weren't common, but they weren't rare either. They were actually a vital component to the Hell Creek fauna at that time. And their competitors would have been the babies and the subadults to the Tyrannosaurus, like T-Rex and Albertosaurus, Nanotyrannus.
In other words, for a long time, scientists have known what was at the top of the food pyramid, the T-Rex. And there's lots of evidence of smaller dinosaurs toward the bottom. But what was in the middle? Now they think it was Dakotoraptor. The paleontology lab at KU is a dinosaur nerd's dream. Fossils jump out from every corner and bookshelf. Tables are covered with specimens waiting to be cleaned and cataloged.
You just have fossils kind of lying around on a table here. Is that common? Is that normally what we're in your workshop?
This is our laboratory, yeah. So this is this summer's haul from our T-Rex dig, and we prospected in that nearby vicinity.
Yeah, he said T-Rex dig. A KU team is currently unearthing a T-Rex skeleton in Montana. They have about a fifth of it on display at KU's Natural History Museum.
So this is amazing. How old would these bones be?
66 million years old.
66 million years old. I'm holding that in my hand.
That's right. That's right.
The actual pieces of Dakotoraptor are with De Palma in Florida, but KU has models of the bones. Burnham and the team have years of studying ahead of them, because every bone has its own story. A nick here could indicate the ability to climb trees. A batch of feathers could indicate a cooling climate. Every new question, every new answer brings new knowledge, millions of years in the making.
Yes, it is. It's a very powerful feeling, and it happens to me every day, and I'm very lucky for that to be. But then again, in the right hands, I know I can turn it into something that scientists and people can use, and it just makes the world a little bit richer.
The idea is to learn more about who we are by understanding the world that came before us. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Jeremy Bernfeld.